This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Workers at a Trader Joe's grocery store in Boulder are attempting to unionize. A union representing them filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday. The Boulder Trader Joe's employs about 100 people. A new exhibition on the legacy of the Sand Creek Massacre will open at Denver's History Colorado Center in November. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
The exhibit relies on tribal accounts and oral histories to tell the story of the November 29, 1864 attack by U.S. troops on 200 women, children, and elders on Colorado's Eastern Plains. It will look at the lives of the Arapaho and Cheyenne people before the attack and their lives today. This is Sam Bach, historian and lead exhibit developer with History Colorado.
We're really interested in telling the history of Sand Creek from the point of view of the descendants of the people that it happened to.
A 2012 Sand Creek exhibit at History Colorado closed after 45 days following criticism from tribal leaders that it failed to fully portray the view of the tribes. Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Members in Colorado's Medicaid and CHIP Plus programs can now get benefits after giving birth for 1 year. The postpartum benefits used to last 2 months. The change took effect July 1st. Before that, a big share of Medicaid members ended up with a coverage gap. That put them at higher risk for poor health outcomes and higher costs. The American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law last year, extended Medicaid coverage for pregnant people. In Denver, it's 89 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 90 degrees. This is CPR News at 6:06.